Now, welcome to the call, New Hampshire senior quarterback Casey DeAndre. Casey, thanks for taking time with us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Before we talk about the playoff game ahead, just your impressions on that win Saturday, beating your rival Maine to keep the Bryce Cowell Musket. How much does that mean to your group?
I think just as seniors, it means everything. I said earlier in the week, it's the Musket's been in that locker room since I came on my recruiting visit, and luckily for us, it's going to stay there for when we leave. Every time we play Maine, it's a war, it's a bloodbath, and it's one of the best rivalries in my opinion in the country. And every time we either go up there, or they come here, or something's going to happen. It's going to be a crazy game, but it just shows the character of our team, how we fought back and ended up finishing in the fourth quarter.
Talk to Coach Mack about this, but for you to lose your final senior day at home to UAlbany, how much and knowing what was on the line with your trip to Maine. How big was it for your team to bounce back and beating a quality team like Maine to get some momentum to get into the playoffs?
Yeah, the Albany game was a tough one to swallow for us, just as seniors and just as a whole team. We don't lose many games at home, so it was kind of like a little shell shock for us. But we picked ourselves back up, and Coach Matt does a good job of turning the page on Sundays. And then seems like every year it's us to Maine, and it means so much to us. So in reality, it was just another UNH main game, and the winner gets to go to the playoffs. And it seems like I've been a part of that for now 4 years, 5 years. So it was good to have a little experience before that.
We're here with New Hampshire senior quarterback Casey DeAndre. If you have a question for Casey, just hit *1 on your keypad. You guys, your defense, awful lot of new starters, especially in the secondary. But talk about how that group has come together. Your defense has been pretty strong all year long.
Yeah, the young kids have really came a long way. I was telling them probably 3 or 4 games in, they're not freshmen anymore. You know, they've seen San Diego State, and then they saw the a couple teams in the CAA, and they kind of grew up. Every game. Every game they're getting better and better. I mean, Prince Smith has 2 touchdowns on defense himself, and he's playing really well. And then Isaiah Perkins comes in, and you know how he had. And Coach Max said he had a couple PBUs, and he had a pick in the game, and then. Obviously, Pop Lacy's. I think he's leading our team in tackles, and he's really he's the free safety, so he kind of makes a lot of the calls, and it's just amazing to see how much they've grown up and how much they're kind of maybe calling the shots now back there on that side of the field. And then I mean the defense in general. I think just how our defensive line came along. I mean those 2 kids didn't play last year at all either. And it's just amazing how well coaching we're getting from all the coaches, especially Pete McCarty. He's our defensive line coach, and he's kind of getting them playing well. And our scheme's a little different from last year. We let up a lot of long runs last year and everything, and we saw a little bit against Albany, but I think we bounced back against Maine, so it was good to see.
I don't know how much you've had a chance to take a look at Lehigh, but they're an offense that throws it for over 300 yards a game. As a defensive back, what's the challenge for you guys on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean they got three receivers that are top tier in our division, and their quarterback's a really good player. And like Coach Mack said, the running back's a good player too. So it's gonna be a challenge for us. And then I think in the back half, it's just gonna come down to us doing our job and hopefully containing the kids as much as we can.
13 straight playoff appearances for New Hampshire as a player and a senior who adopted that legacy from some guys. How much did it mean for you to be able to keep that streak going?
You know, I mean, it means a lot for us. I was getting texts all day from all the older kids, kind of giving me a little grief about if we didn't get in and all that stuff. But after we got in, I saw our name on the thing, and I started getting the text saying congratulations. And now we like to joke about it, the pressure's not on us anymore. It's on the younger kids. So it was good to see.
All right, Casey, thanks for taking time with us here this morning. Good luck in the playoffs against Lehigh.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.